It's one of the most famous buildings at the center of one of the most famous battles in history, a site of a defeat that became the rallying cry for the fight for independence. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. When people remember the Alamo, they probably think of an iconic building in the heart of San Antonio.
You'll stand at the door and you'll hear people say, "Do you want to go inside the Alamo?" But what we try to explain as part of our interpretation is that it's that building, but it's the long barrack, it's the plaza, it's this much bigger space.
So as Dr. Bruce Winders, curator and historian, explains, the Alamo is the entire area that was inside the walls of the compound. Understanding what the Alamo is helps people understand the result of the famous battle here.
When they look at the one building, they usually will go, "Wow, it's a lot smaller than I thought." Once you can explain that it's not just that building, but it's a much larger compound, they'll go, "It's a lot bigger than I thought," which goes to help explain why it was so hard to defend.
Santa Anna had about 2,500 troops to lay siege. On March 6, 1836, the Mexican army attacked. There were about 200 Texans occupying the Alamo, including well-known men like James Bowie, Davy Crockett, and William Travis. Just a month and a half later, though, the Texans defeated Santa Anna and gained their independence from Mexico. But it is the Alamo, the site of the Texan defeat, that is widely remembered today.
There was immediately the feeling that this was sacred ground. And in the 30s, 1830s, 1840s, 1850s, when people come to San Antonio, they write in their letters and their diaries, "Had to go to the Alamo, the place where Crockett and Bowie were murdered."
For several decades, the Army used the Alamo as a warehouse, but people remembered the Alamo and its importance in Texas independence, and it was later made a memorial to the struggle for freedom. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.